we are building a better Zambia. Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance. Qualification, National Registration Card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: the fourth calls on the government to urgently ratify the African Disability Protocol. Emirates and Qatar Airways have suspended scheduled flights into Lusaka. And in international news, families of Kenya fighting for Russia in Ukraine petition parliament. In sports news, CAF postpones WAFCON to July. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. Minister of Justice Princess Kasune has reaffirmed the government's commitment to strengthen legal framework that protect women's rights and promote equal opportunities across the country. Speaking during the Ring the Bell for Gender Equality Women's Day commemorative brunch hosted by the Lusaka Securities Exchange, LUSE, and CFA Society South Africa, the minister says the Ministry of Justice will continue working closely with stakeholders to ensure a justice system remains inclusive and accessible to all. She noted that the success of institutions should not be measured only by their size or profits, but by how inclusive they are and the impact they have on communities and the environment. Ms. Kasune emphasized that achieving gender equality requires a collective effort from government, regulators, the private sector, and civil society. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has cautioned aspiring political candidates that are using names of new constituencies that have not yet been officially delimited by the commission. Speaking during the opening of the Lusaka Province Delimitation Sitting, ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Zalumis says the delimitation process is still ongoing and has not been concluded. Ms. Loomis says some aspiring candidates have begun using names of new constituencies on the excuse that they have already been created from existing ones. She has expressed concern that some political candidates have even started campaigning in constituencies that do not exist. Organizations representing persons with disabilities in Zambia have called on the government to urgently ratify the African Disability Protocol, saying the move is critical to strengthen the rights and inclusive of persons with disabilities. Speaking to the media in Lusaka, Meshek Katongo Mutamba, Program Manager at the Zambia Federation of Disability Organizations, ZAFOD, says Zambia must take decisive steps to align itself with the continental commitment that promote the protection and empowerment of persons with disabilities. She explained that while the protocol complements the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, specifically addresses challenges faced within the African context, including stigma, harmful practices, and barriers to education, healthcare, employment, justice, and political participation. Mutamba noted that the African Disability Protocol came into force in 2024 after at least 15 African countries ratified it, with the nations such as Angola, Kenya, South Africa, Uganda, Nigeria, and Zimbabwe already taking action.
We acknowledge government's public commitment to complete ratification in the first quarter of 2026 as referenced during parliamentary discussions, including the private members' motion raised on 25th July 2025, where the House considered questions on the ratification and domestication of the African Disability Protocol. However, progress toward depositing the instrument with the African Union has not been evident, and each month of delay prolongs the barriers experienced by people with disabilities in our country. Ratifying the African Disability Protocol will strengthen legal protection against discrimination and harmful practices.
The Human Rights Commission has condemned the act of violence committed by two male foreign nations against a female employee at Zamfresh, which were captured in a video currently circulating on social media. Commission Chairperson Dr. Pamela Towela Sambo notes that while the law permits private persons to effect an arrestee where there is reasonable suspicion that a criminal offense has been committed through a manner in which the Zamfresh employee was restrained was unacceptable and unlawful. Dr. Sambo says no persons, regardless of their circumstance, has the right to subject another individual to treatment that violates their dignity, bodily integrity, and autonomy. The Zambia Airport Corporation says as a result of prevailing airspace and safety consideration in parts of the Middle East, Emirates and Qatar Airways have suspended scheduled flights into Lusaka. Senior Manager Corporate Affairs and Communication Mwamba Chisaya Siame says the operation decision has been taken by the airlines to safeguard passengers and the equipment as per international requirement. Ms. Yame has assured that despite the temporary suspension, airport operation at Kenneth Kaunda International Airport, KK, remains functional. She says other international and regional flights remain operational, thereby maintaining regional and intercontinental connectivity.
And regarding passengers transiting through Dubai or other affected hubs in the Middle East region, rerouting and onward travel arrangements are managed directly by the respective airlines and their global partners. So we urge passengers to be encouraged to engage directly with their airlines or travel agents for updated travel arrangements. Our airports are equipped with designated airport parking bays, apron management systems, and contingency planning frameworks in line with the international aviation standards and regulations. Should extended ground holding be required, Zambia Airports Corporation Limited has the operational capacity to manage such situations in coordination with airlines and aviation authorities. So as Zambia Airports Corporation Limited, we continue to monitor the situation closely as it unfolds.
We now take a short break. We still have more in international sports news after this break. Stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance. Qualification, National Registration Card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833
4334.
International news.
Families of young men cheated into fighting for Russia on the